Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 26th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say Foxconn is shifting some iPad and MacBook assembly from China to Vietnam. A new factory for the production is being built in the country's northeastern Bắc Giang province, with plans to open in the first half of 2021. The move is an attempt to diversify production away from China in light of the ongoing trade tensions with the U.S., although it's unclear how much production the new facility will take on. Reuters previously reported that Foxconn committed to investing $1 billion to expand iPhone production in India. South Korea's Personal Information Protection Commission fined Facebook 6.7 billion won, that's roughly $6 million U.S. dollars, for sharing data from 3.3 million users from May 2012 through June 2018 without consent. The commission found that Facebook shared user and friends of users' information with third parties using Facebook login, failed to properly encrypt passwords, didn't notify users when accessing data, and provided false or incomplete documents as part of the investigation. The commission also plans to file criminal charges against Facebook for breaking local personal information laws. The European Parliament voted to approve a resolution supporting consumers' right to repair. While the resolution is not legislation in and of itself, it does call on the European Commission to develop and introduce mandatory labeling to provide clear, immediately visible, and easy-to-understand information to consumers on the estimated lifetime and repairability of a product at the time of purchase. While not part of this vote, France is set to introduce its own repairability ratings on smartphone, laptops, and other electronics in January. Square announced it's buying Credit Karma's tax unit for $50 million in cash. Credit Karma Tax provides a free do-it-yourself tax filing service and will be incorporated into Square's Cash App unit. This follows the Justice Department requiring Intuit to sell Credit Karma's tax business in order to clear Intuit's purchase of Credit Karma for $7.1 billion. The Wall Street Journal sources say Salesforce has been in recent talks to buy Slack Technologies. Slack is currently valued at $17 billion and could represent Salesforce's largest acquisition ever. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. previously set a November 27th deadline for ByteDance to spin off its U.S. business in order to avoid a ban on transactions. Now CFIUS has granted a one-week extension through December 4th. Reuters sources say ByteDance recently submitted a new proposal on the deal to address U.S. concerns. Earlier this month, ByteDance revealed it had submitted four total proposals for a deal to the U.S. India banned 43 more Chinese smartphone apps, with AliExpress and several dating apps now included in the latest round. The country has now blocked over 200 Chinese apps over concerns that they collect and share user data and could pose a threat to national security. Amazon launched its IP Accelerator program in the U.S. in October 2019, a free program that connects small businesses with a network of intellectual property attorneys to help set up and defend trademarks. Amazon announced the program is now expanding to France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom. The company said since launching in the U.S., IP Accelerator has led to 6,000 trademark applications from SMBs. And finally, analysts at Fomal Haut Techno Solutions estimate that the total component cost of the iPhone 12 Pro is $406, with the Qualcomm 5G modem being the most expensive component at $90. South Korean-based companies provided the most components in the phone with 26.8%, followed by U.S.-based companies with 21.9%. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.